Welcome to LBIC's experience of Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina is simply a guided meditation on a particular passage of Scripture. Before each reading of the Scripture, you will be given something to pay attention to. The objective is not to study the Scripture, but to listen and be attentive to what the Holy Spirit might be saying. Whatever the Spirit might say to us should draw us closer to the person of Jesus, who is God in the flesh. We welcome you to today's Lectio experience.
This reading comes from Jeremiah, chapter 28, verses 5 through 9. The same text will be read three times. Before each reading, there will be some simple instructions to guide your interaction with the reading. After each reading, there will be a time of silence to give you space to be attentive to how the Holy Spirit may be speaking to you. This first reading is simply a plain reading of the text. This will give you an opportunity to remind yourself that you are in God's presence, right now, where you are. It is a chance simply to hear the Scripture. A reading from Jeremiah, chapter 28, verses 5 through 9. Then the prophet Jeremiah replied to the prophet Hananiah before the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. He said, "Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words you have prophesied by bringing the articles of the Lord's house and all the exiles back to this place from Babylon. Nevertheless, listen to what I have to say in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. From early times, the prophets who preceded you and me have prophesied war, disaster, and plague against many countries and great kingdoms. But the prophet who prophesies peace will be recognized as one truly sent by the Lord only if his prediction comes true." During the second reading, pay attention to a word or phrase you feel drawn to. Jeremiah 28, verses 5 through 9. Then the prophet Jeremiah replied to the prophet Hananiah before the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. He said, "Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words you have prophesied by bringing the articles of the Lord's house and all the exiles back to this place from Babylon. Nevertheless, listen to what I have to say in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. From early times, the prophets who preceded you and me have prophesied war, disaster, and plague against many countries and great kingdoms. But the prophet who prophesies peace will be recognized as one truly sent by the Lord only if his prediction comes true." During this final reading, listen for the invitation of God. What is God inviting you into? What is God inviting you to receive? Is there a particular way God is inviting you to respond? Jeremiah chapter 28, verses 5 through 9. Then the prophet Jeremiah replied to the prophet Hananiah before the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. He said, "Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words you have prophesied by bringing the articles of the Lord's house and all the exiles back to this place from Babylon. Nevertheless, listen to what I have to say in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. From early times, the prophets who preceded you and me have prophesied war, disaster, and plague against many countries and great kingdoms. But the prophet who prophesies peace will be recognized as one truly sent by the Lord only if his prediction comes true." Now take a few moments to journal a few words or sentences about your experience with God in this time.